Iranians have taken to the streets in their millions to mark the 35th anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution that brought an end to the Shah's regime. The annual rallies are seen as yet another blow to Washington, with demonstrators reiterating that the Iranian nation is not afraid of the US threats against their country.
People across Iran have held demonstrations to mark the 35th anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. Demonstrators also chanted slogans against the US, Israel, and Britain. Iranians carried placards and chanted slogans reaffirming their support for the Islamic establishment in the face of threats from outside powers. Addressing demonstrators in the capital, Tehran, President Hassan Rouhani called these threats worthless.
علیه ملت ایران بی ارزش و کودکانه است، چون ملت ما در طول 35 سال گذشته در برابر انواع تهدیدهای دشمن ایستاده است، مقابله کرده است.
The Iranian president also said the nuclear negotiations with the P5+1 group are a historic test for the United States and Europe. If they are committed to law, mutual respect and cooperation, Tehran will respond in kind. Rouhani added, if the US and Europe stick to their previous inappropriate policies, that would be detrimental to their own national interests and will also undermine global stability. The U.S. Congress has been pushing for unilateral sanctions against Iran over its nuclear energy program, despite an interim deal reached in Geneva in November. The six-month agreement was signed between Iran and the P5+1 group, comprised of the U.S., Britain, France, China and Germany. Under the deal, which came into effect on January 20th, Iran has limited its nuclear activities in return for lifting of some sanctions on the country. Despite the agreement, the U.S. has continued its hostile policy against Iran. American officials have on various occasions said anti-Iran sanctions remain in place and that the military option is still on the table. They also warned other countries against doing businesses with Tehran. Iran has time and again urged the U.S. and its allies to respect its legitimate rights, saying that the sanctions will never stop the country from achieving its goals. Iranians once again sent the message through taking part in the rallies marking the anniversary of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. Attending the rally in Tehran, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif stressed that the Iranians want constructive interaction based on mutual respect.
These people stand behind their rights, that nobody can deprive them of their rights, that these people deserve respect and demand respect, and nobody can deal with them in any way other than respect.